yes of that song.
Yeah, that's okay. I think most people only know the yes of that song. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Hello, happy Monday.
Another week coming at
you. Yes. You know what I'm excited for today?
What?
Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, yes!
7:30. I haven't done one of those in 2 weeks.
I forgot. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know what an adjective is anymore.
That's a describing word?
What is a describing? What?
It describes something?
Floozy.
Wow. That's messed up.
That was the first word that came to my mind. I'm not even going to lie.
Madeline Monday coming up at 7:30. Good morning. These allergies are taking over.
Yeah, which is funny because we just had a moment where I disappeared and I was going to get sinus medicine.
Yeah.
And then you come.
I came running around the corner and and you scared me.
And
it's still too early. Oh, you're doing
getting
the same thing.
Sinus medicine too.
Yeah, dude.
Same boat.
Yeah, pretty much. Unfortunately, it's sailing the seas of pollen and dust and suck.
Yeah, not cool.
Yeah. I'm not a fan right now of what's going on with my nose and my eyes and everything.
I know.
Yeah. Static!
It's Matt from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew.
How are you guys?
Awful.
I feel like I need to go take a nap.
I can't breathe. My eyes are itchy and watery, and my nose...
My throat really hurts.
Oh, my hands feel all clammy, and they're kind of like... itchy and tingly.
Is it hot?
Oh my God.
It feels really hot. And then it's like I feel discombobulated, like my equilibrium's
it's
shot.
Off, and like you're on a boat or something.
Yeah.
It's
how
awful.
Are you?
How are you doing,
going?
Matthew?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And it sounds like you guys used some Get Sued tea from Solomon's Porch this morning.
You know, we probably could.
You know, I might
we probably
do that.
Could.
But I can't.
You know, a little of that stuff would do you guys a little good there, you know.
Yeah.
Your throat.
All that stuff.
It's true.
Yep, I agree. Yeah.
Thank you for all your words of wisdom.
Just might do that. Hey, remember when Matthew used to call in the beginning and he always had a word of wisdom for us?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Yeah, I haven't had that in a long time, you know.
Did you run out of wisdom?
Never. You can't run out of wisdom.
You know what, guys? I do have some good news for you.
Oh, we want to hear it.
Well, me and Sean, we just recently made honor roll again. For me,
dude.
It's been my third time for 3 years.
Great job.
Started.
Keeping those grades up.
Hard.
Dude, speaking of honor rolls, I could go for some sushi.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good, right?
It does sound
I'm
good.
Hungry.
Mm. Do you like
sushi?
I've
never had sushi before.
Oh,
dude.
Missing out.
The honor roll, one of my faves. That was
I'll
a joke.
Try it.
It's terrible.
That's not a.
I gotta go.
Not a, what is that?
It's too early.
Honor. What kind of fish is that?
Doesn't so, it... what can we play for you today?
Let's see. My, what did you guys think about playing Sing by, let's see, what is it called? Kids?
Oh, yes.
Wow. I haven't heard that in some time. Yes. We'll play some Kids.
You guys can play that song for me?
Yeah.
You guys can pick?
Okay.
Can do.
Will do.
I'll talk to you guys then Tuesday. Have a nice day.
All right. 23 hours and 56 minutes from now, sir.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Math. Sink or Swim? It's a good track.
Oh,
heard that in some years.
I know.
It's been some time.
Months.
Months.
Maybe weeks. I don't know.
Dude, so how was your weekend?
It was good. I did nothing, which was nice because I haven't done that in a while.
You went and saw Jurassic Park.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
That's not nothing.
That was Friday. Okay.
That's part of the weekend.
Ask me again.
Hey, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, you know, I just hung out. No, I went and saw Jurassic Park 3D.
I thought you were going to say three times. Say, my nephew saw it twice, so you win.
No. I saw it once. I can't afford that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I've seen it none times for that reason.
We had little fun little ticket vouchers, so we got to go kind of for free, but we still had to pay for the 3D, so still $9 for both of us.
Okay, let's be honest. This movie came out when you were like 5 years old.
Yes.
Did it look any different? Was it worth it?
You know, I can't say that it looked much different. I don't think the 3D really super added to it.
Yes, it did. It added dollars to it.
Oh, of course. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Thank
it added
you.
Something to it.
Yes. However.
Yeah.
It was still awesome.
I think it was number one this weekend at
there
the box office.
There are a few movies that hold up from my childhood. That's one of them. That and Jumanji.
And then you say something stupid like that and ruin everything.
Jumanji, really?
That movie was dumb.
Okay, I watched it again like a month ago, streaming on Netflix, right?
You sure it wasn't just because of your childhood and
love for your childhood? Trust me, I've seen Never Ending Story. I've seen these movies, you know? And they're just like, wow, that was not good.
Yeah.
I've rewatched Full House, which I used to love.
What?
Yeah, I used to...
How do you have so much time?
Well, not all of it. I've watched, like, episodes. They're, like, 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, wow, that sucks. That is not a good show.
Yeah, I like to keep those childhood things behind me and pretend like they're still wonderful and...
They're not.
Be oblivious.
See, that's why I went and saw Jurassic Park, and I was like, wow, this is still awesome.
All right.
Except, I didn't understand why... Okay, I didn't catch this as a child... But now that I know, I don't understand how they or why they made Jeff Goldblum like the sex symbol of the movie. Like he broke his leg and then he had his shirt off the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And he was like, there was like awkward pan-ins of him for like 15 seconds. I'm like, this is so weird. Somebody else think this is weird? With his round Harry Potter glasses.
What? Who else were they gonna get? It's like Sam Neill's in it. Yeah, there's kids.
Sam Jackson, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The kids. Why well, just didn't? I didn't think that was necessary. There were dinosaurs.
It's not. I don't know if you know this. It's not. It wasn't necessary.
I was just really weirded out because like there was literally like a 10 to 15 second shot of just Jeff Goldblum with his shirt unbuttoned and even had a tourniquet on his leg and they were just it was just focusing in on him and I just like I had time to like turn to people and be like, does anyone think this is weird? Don't you think they should have cut that out of the movie?
yeah
anyway.
Dude, we picked up Wreck-It Ralph because Chrissy had never seen it.
Oh my gosh, did she cry her eyes out?
No, she didn't, and I looked over sniffling crying my eyes out like, you are heartless! Ours is not hurting your soul! I cried twice.
Oh my gosh,
two
I love
parts
that movie.
In the movie.
What do you
I cried. Yeah, yeah. And like, then when he's like, ah! You know,
yes.
And
oh,
he's
yeah.
like reciting the mottos of him, like bawling. Ah, the bent toes! Ah! I look over and she's just like, shaking her head at me.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible.
I love that movie.
Like, okay.
So you guys had Little League, the first Saturday of Little League.
Yeah, dude.
This weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. We got up. We had to be at pictures at 8 a.m., all right? Then we had opening ceremony from 9 to 11. Then Luke had batting practice at 11:30 because his game was at noon. And then that went to like 2-something. And then, oh, we should probably get some food in us. So we got some food in us. Had to be back at 4:15 for Jack's batting practice because his game was at 5. That went to like 7:30. And so like 8 p.m. we were like, hey, we should probably have dinner again. Oh, that was Saturday. Guess we'll wake up for Sunday now.
Okay.
That was our whole day.
That hurts.
It was pretty intense.
That hurts.
But you know what? It was awesome.
Was it worth it in the end?
You know what? Jack Jeter, bottom of the sixth, scores tied. This is the final inning.
Are there 8 innings total?
There's 6.
There's 6 innings.
6 in Little League.
Okay.
So it's the bottom of the sixth, okay? Are you following me?
Yes.
Bottom of the sixth, there's a runner on second. There's one out. Jack Jeter steps to the plate, and I'm like, dude, if he gets a base hit, he wins the game. Jack Jeter gets up there. It's exciting. It's amazing. He's taking some balls, taking some strikes. Here we go. The payoff pitch. Strikes out.
Okay, that was too late.
Chance to win the game. Strikes out. But you know what? One of my favorite moments of the entire weekend.
Really?
Yep. Because he struck out, and he turned around, and he had a big smile on his face, and he walked back to the dugout, and he waved to the crowd, and was totally, like, just stoked to be there. It didn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Because I saw some kids who were, like, throwing bats down, like, if they struck out, and, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Their parents are, like...
You win this game!
Well, their parents are, like, the parents in the South for pageants.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you didn't win...
Yeah. It's okay to be bummed, but he just... I don't know. Didn't have that. He was like, all right, well, next time. It's okay. Next time.
Aw, that's
like,
sweet.
Okay. So it was fun. We had a blast. Luke hit a double. It was a good weekend.
That's good.
Yeah. Had a good time.
And then you had some amazing dinner.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, God loves me.
Oh.
It's amazing. Went to my favorite restaurant. After that, they completely messed up my entire order, and we're like, oh, we are so sorry. We messed up your entire order. Here, we'll just give you double everything. So we had awesome dinner that night. Then we had awesome lunch yesterday because we still had wings left over. And I still have some more wings at home. I didn't bring them.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't.
I forgot them at home.
I knew you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
I was going to, and then I was like, wait, why would I share? Why would I share this deliciousness?
What the heck? That's so mean.
I'm just kidding. It is 6:26.
I have 4 minutes to figure out breaking news.
Yeah, we got breaking news. It's Mon Newsday coming up at 6:30. We got birthday, 6:45. And, of course, it's Mad Lib Monday. It's cover to cover. Lots of stuff going on. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right now, we've got some kids. This one from Matthew from Albuquerque. He didn't dedicate it to anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Can we play it?
I'm dedicating this to you from him. Because I'm sure that's what he wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This one's
I'm
going out to
sure.
Mitch.
Thank you.
From Matthew.
Matthew
from Albuquerque. Sink or Swim is the song. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static! Requested music from Matthew from Albuquerque. Kids, Sink or Swim.
Thanks for that one.
Static Radio, good morning. It is 6:30 now. It is Monday, which means Mon News Day.
Breaking news. A man was arrested. I can't read this. Breaking news. A pack of camels wandered off from a circle in southern Sweden and ended up causing traffic delays. In all, 5 camels escaped and went for a stroll.
Oh.
I can't read that one.
What did the guy get arrested for? Why can't...
He was peeing on things.
Oh, gross, dude. That's why you pre-read.
Yeah, I didn't pre-read any of these.
Okay, good.
So, ready?
I guess.
Okay.
It's breaking news.
Breaking news. Patty Burke of Melbourne, Florida eats 3 pounds of goldfish crackers a week. But she found one recently that stood out from the pack. The fish was emblazoned with a star and a cross. Because she found it during Holy Week, she thought it must be a miracle. Patty first checked with the Goldfish Cracker Company to see if they were intentionally marking the fish with religious symbols in honor of Holy Week. Pepperidge Farms told her there was no way they printed a religious cracker at the factory. So Patty now believes it was a sign from God.
Oh, man. Goldfishes of men. Goldfishers of men. Goldfishers of men? What would you do?
Why don't those exist?
Dude. Goldfishers of men.
Yeah.
Because goldfish, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. There you go, Bible bookstores.
So
you're
delicious.
Welcome.
I'm in
goldfishers of men.
For real. No, I...
Yeah.
Breaking news. So maybe you've done this. You've really, really needed a couple days off, but you've had no vacation left. You're not sick, so you pulled the old my great aunt died scam. No, don't even...
I'm not.
A British social worker lied her way to 66 days of bereavement leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Concocting death stories about 5 people in her life. She said her ex-husband had hanged himself, mother died in surgery, and her brother and an uncle died within a week.
Oh, my gosh.
66 days of bereavement? How much time do people usually get for bereavement?
I can't even joke about this right now. Are you kidding me? Why would you tell that story?
Because I didn't pre-read.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Just gonna hold my tongue. I have some really good ones, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Breaking news. A Wichita, Kansas man who had been collecting cars since he was 15. Why? I can't read these.
Are you talking about the old guy that's been collecting cars since he was 15? He had over 300 cars, and his favorite car, went nuts and
yeah.
He, boom, and hit a rock and died?
Yeah.
That's what you were going to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, dude. Debbie Downer over there. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He died doing what he loved. Come on. That's like a, you know, he collected cars.
Yeah.
He had like 300 cars, and that one was his favorite, and it happened to be the one that malfunctioned and killed him.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate.
Irony?
Mm-hmm.
Or just like...
No, wait. Yeah, that's irony.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. We'll find out coming up at 7:30. Hour away from Mad Lib Monday, maybe we'll learn what words
mean. Every single time people around me use the word ironic, I think, is that really ironic?
Yeah. Or just coincidence?
Most of the time it's coincidence.
Yeah, I
know. It's really difficult to find a good case of irony.
Right.
How unfortunate. Breaking news. I don't know what I'm reading. A wayward tortoise of the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque, Iowa.
Man, I've missed your news.
Was found on an elevator 2 days after he went missing. He was found on an elevator.
The turtle?
Yes. First investigated as a theft, it turns out that Cashew, an 18-pound tortoise, had crawled behind a wall and gotten stuck. So how'd Cashew end up in the elevator? An aquarium worker claimed he panicked and left the tortoise on the elevator to spare the museum the anguish of looking foolish over a lost resident.
Wow.
So somebody's totally lying in this story.
Yeah, that story didn't make any sense. Or you just read it really poorly.
I read it correctly. Maybe you weren't listening.
I was trying to pay attention. There's a tortoise in the elevator.
And he got stuck.
They lost him.
And some guy says that he got stuck behind a wall. And then this dude was like, an aquarium worker claimed he panicked and left the tortoise on the elevator to spare the museum the anguish of looking foolish over the lost resident.
So he shoved him in the, why wouldn't he take him back to?
I don't know, because he said that he didn't want to make the museum look foolish. You can't do that to me.
I don't like aquariums anyways.
You can't do that to me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were trying to.
Like orchestrate you off the
yes.
show or something? No.
Sorry.
It's the aquarium. Didn't you see Jaws? Was it Jaws 3? Jaws 2? Jaws 14? There was a Jaws and it was like at SeaWorld or something like that.
You could leave it at Jaws and say, didn't you see Jaws? And I'd be like, no.
Oh, you haven't seen any of them?
No.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That's your breaking news.
Breaking news brought to you by
me.
Or Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. Either way, good stuff. Coming up, 6:45, we got birthdays. It's also Monday, which means Mad Lib Monday.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Hey.
Hanging out with you. We do this every single day at about 6:45. Birthdays.
That's right.
We celebrate them.
Yesterday was Jackie Chan's birthday.
I did. You know how I knew that?
Why?
Because I was listening to you on the radio.
Yay!
Right there.
Yes. Oh, that was a crappy
And I
high
heard
five.
You. It was a terrible high five. I heard you and I'm like, hey, it's Jackie Chan's birthday.
See, didn't that make you happy? Wasn't that a good piece mm-hmm. of information?
Mm-hmm. It was. Are you ready for birthdays?
Yes.
Today is day 98 of 2013. There are 267 days remaining. It is your birthday anniversary today.
Mine? Oh, like for the 8th.
Because it's April 8th.
Yes.
So.
My half birthday is August 8th. What are you going to get
me? Happy birthday in 2 months. I'm not getting you anything for your half birthday. What are you talking about? Did I even
Why?
Get you anything for your birthday? I don't think
yes.
so.
Yes. Yes.
I did, actually. Yeah. Chrissy got you stuff for your birthday.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I just happen to be the person who purchases it.
No, 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 no.
Chrissy is
I
like,
I had an
hey.
Interview.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Okay.
All right, birthdays. Are you ready?
Yes.
From True Romance. Are you kidding me? True Romance? You, like, look at me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a movie? True Romance?
No.
Has, like, every actor in the universe
I've
ever of all time in it?
I've never even heard of it.
Really? Christian Slater, Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken's in it. Brad Pitt's in it. James Gandolfini is in it.
Nope.
Leave me. Okay. Depart from me, for I never knew you.
Oh, my gosh!
You're not a huge Brad Pitt fan?
No.
I like Brad Pitt. I don't think he's the worst actor in the world.
I definitely do.
Okay, Medium. Show I've never seen before. Also in that.
I've never even heard of that.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I know what it's about.
Sister of David Arquette.
Raquel? Rachel?
No, that's the other sister.
Roxanne.
No.
Roxanne!
It's the other sister. Patricia Arquette.
Oh, okay.
Today is Patricia Arquette's birthday. You're making this so unfun.
Who the heck is that?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know who that is.
Then just go ahead and guess away.
She is 37.
Wow. Wrong.
Why do you have to...
Wrong. Okay. Wrong. She's 45.
Oh, whatever.
Good try, though.
Whatever.
Right.
One of them is probably 37.
From X-Men Origins Wolverine movie of terribleness.
Hugh Jackman.
From John Carter. John Carter!
I don't know his name.
I was one of the 30 people that saw and loved that movie.
I heard it wasn't...
It was amazing.
Okay.
From Battleship. He's been in some killer movies.
Never saw it. Michael Bay.
Taylor Kitsch.
Who the heck is that?
He played Gambit. He was Gambit in the Wolverine movie.
Oh, he was Gambit.
He was John Carter.
Got it.
He was, I don't know, the guy in Battleship.
I
never
still
saw
don't
Battleship.
Know that name.
How
I know what he looks like. He is
38. 38? Are you kidding me? You know how old I am, right?
Do you think
he's older than me then?
He's 34. 33.
What is your final answer?
He's 31.
He's 31?
Final answer.
Oh, he's 32!
Come on!
I gave you so many opportunities to get that one right.
No hints.
All right.
Give me any hints. Well, I guess you did.
He was Bo Duke! Bo Duke? From the Dukes of Hazzard?
I never saw it!
Okay, just go. You know what? It's a Monday. I just can't.
You're really frustrating today.
I don't think I can take much more of this. The Dukes of Hazzard. The Dukes of Hazzard?
I know what it's about.
Do you really, though?
No, I don't. Actually, I really don't.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what that's about.
How do I not have the Dukes of Hazzard theme song in here?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Are you even a real fan? Don't you even like Dukes of Hazzard?
He was Bo Duke.
Why don't you have that theme music?
He was Bo Duke.
Are you kidding me? You don't...
He was, until I see Man of Steel anyways, the best Pa Kent ever.
Oh my gosh, Jurassic Park 3D?
Jonathan Kent.
Oh my gosh, that trailer is epic.
Oh, you saw the Superman trailer in 3D?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Was it a new trailer?
I've never seen it.
No! Are you serious?
So good.
I don't want to spend $15 to see a movie I've already seen just so I can watch an 18-second clip of a movie that I'm freaking out on.
That was like a 2.5-minute trailer.
Oh, man, I want to see that movie.
It is so good.
Okay. Jonathan Kent. Pa Kent.
He is 42.
Wait, no. Who is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. John Schneider. He's awesome. And when Steve Ryman was in Nashville, he was walking one way and the dude was walking the other way. And he texted me right away, and I thought I was going to lose my mind. It's like, you turn around, and you go talk to him right now.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Never meet him, no how.
That's how I felt when my friend passed the Justin Bieber tour bus. And then she sent me a picture of it.
Straighten the curve. Bo Duke, how old is he?
So, wait, is this dude, like, from the old Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, man.
Because I know there were two.
I feel like you're doing this on purpose just to, like, irritate and frustrate me.
And so he's older. 54.
Wow, he's 53.
Dang it!
You're getting close, dude. Good old Bo Duke. Man, come on!
Bo Duke.
Love it. Okay. From The Princess Bride.
Which one? I don't know any of their real names.
Man, you're the worst.
I don't know.
From House of Cards.
Oh, I saw a few episodes, but I don't know any of their names either.
From Message in a Bottle with Kevin Costner and her. I just told you it's a her.
Okay.
From formerly married to a liberal... Never mind. Steamer. Robin Wright. Robin Wright!
I don't know who that is.
Throw things at you! It's Robin Wright! Used to be Robin Wright Penn. She's married to Sean Penn.
We got that one.
Robin Wright.
46.
She was Princess Buttercup. Are you serious? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
47.
Gosh, are you kidding me? I'm really good at guessing almost ages.
From his dad was John Lennon.
Julian Lennon.
There you go.
Thank you.
Woo! Good job. You got one right. I feel like you deserved a prize just for actually getting somebody's name right.
Damn.
Man. How old is Julian?
Okay, so he died, and then he already had a kid, so the kid had to have already been born.
Right.
And so he's got to be in his 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh. How old is he?
51. Oh my gosh, how old is he? How old is he?
He's 50.
Oh my gosh!
Getting it off by a year. 1 year. Okay, so whatever you're gonna guess on this last one,
no,
add or minus one.
Okay,
that should help you
or make me even further away from the truth.
From you're not gonna get any of these.
Okay,
you ever seen Survivor
with Destiny's Child? I'm a survivor.
Nope,
I've never seen Survivor.
You ever heard of a band called Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
What about the Lennon sisters?
No. Wait, go back to Guns N' Roses.
Okay, fine. Guitarist in Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Not named Slash.
I don't know his last name.
Come on!
It's it.
Oh.
Right, like,
what is this?
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? This is not a song that I know by Guns N' Roses. Wait, is he something? Is he something?
Yeah.
Is he something?
Is he what?
Something.
Is he what?
What's his name? His name is Izzy.
Is he... I don't understand the question. Is he...
He could be dead. He maybe did or maybe didn't.
Didn't seem to me remind me of childhood memory. Come on. Izzy Stradlin was his name.
That's
his name.
He's still alive.
It's just sad when, you know, bands you love from childhood are terrible now and... Nobody's part of it. This is really sad.
Yeah, I'm not feeling like anything sweet about this.
How old is he?
Actually, that's really
sweet. How old is Izzy?
Izzy. How old is Izzy?
How old is he? Sweet child man. Come on.
That was really good.
Thank you.
He's 62. Just kidding.
62?
He's not. No. Hold on. Because they're big in the 80s. And so...
I believe in you.
Have to have been in his 30s, so he's got to be in his 50s. 58. He's 58. He's 58.
Poor Izzy.
How old is he? 46?
I mean, I realize the drugs is probably made him look really old.
Is he 46? Because that was my next guess.
46? No. Take those two, add them up, and divide them in half. Do the math. You got this.
46 plus 58 divided by 2?
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Okay. All right, am I finding the middle?
Oh, wow, sweet love of mine.
Is he 54?
He's 51.
Oh, dang.
I just want to sing Guns N' Roses all day. So we'll take a quick break.
Okay.
We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up.
We do.
Mad Lib Monday.
Coming up.
Are you kidding me?
It's been a while.
Yeah, you were terrible at birthdays today. Right there.
When are you good at birthdays?
Never, but that's okay. That's why I pass them off to you.
Okay.
Because I'm terrible at guessing. And apparently you are too.
Yes.
All right. Hey, if it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We'll come right back. We'll play some more jams from the Vocal Few. We got the Temper Trap on the way. We've got Mad Lib Monday, and we're going to help you detox your wallet. We started to do this Friday. We ran out of show.
It was really good for us, though.
It really was. My backpack lost about 12 pounds.
So did mine.
So, all right. Right back with that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Matthew Perryman Jones. Stones from the Riverbed. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. It is time.
For...
To shake out that wallet, girl.
Oh, that's right.
Check it out. Friday we started this, and I gotta be honest, a little conviction came over me.
Right? Because you didn't mean it to go this way.
So I found this article that talked about your wallet. Our wallets go everywhere with us. They get weighed down with all sorts of crazy things. In fact, on Saturday, I got a business card from a buddy at Little League, and I was like, dude, I'm going to put this in my phone right now. You can keep the business card. You can have it back. That way, you know, you still have it because business cards aren't cheap. And he's like, no, I got 1,000 of them. Go ahead. I was like,
trying to get rid of them.
So I kept it, but I immediately pulled it out of my wallet when I got home and stuck it on the counter.
Nice.
Because of Friday.
If you missed Friday, you missed an epic 15 minutes of Steve-O trying
was awful.
To
it
get...
It was awful.
You were trying to, like, make
your
me feel bad.
Your purse has, like, everything in it. It's got, like, okay. The original notes from the Council of Nicaea.
It's home away from home, all right?
I'm pretty sure the Shroud of Turin was discovered in
oh
your purse.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even a big purse. I carry around a small purse so I don't have a bunch of junk.
You have some really, really old stuff in your purse.
Like
you got junk. You had ticket stubs. You had... Why are you giggling?
Because
you know I'm right. I'm
That's
right.
That's not fair. And you know what? When I went to go see JP3D in Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
On Friday, I thought, what am I going to do with this ticket stub? Because I want to remember this forever, but I can't put it in my wallet.
It's called your mind.
And so you know what I did? I lost it.
Right there. You don't need a keepsake. Felt like an archaeologist going through your purse, bro.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Our wallets go with us everywhere. Our purses go with us. They get weighed down. There's ticket stubs, receipts, discount cards.
Yeah, which I kept most of them. I'm not going to lie.
But here's the thing, detoxing your wallet, not as simple as it, you know, as it seems,
no.
Flipping it upside down and throwing everything out because then...
I felt like we were on an episode of Hoarders.
People like Mitch go through anxiety attacks, and the funny thing is I have a confession to make. On Friday, we detoxed your purse.
Yes.
A little bit. You let me start. You had like 30 extra cards you didn't need, including discount cards and some fun little... I don't know, punch cards?
Yeah, and then I had, I'm not even exaggerating, I had around 55 receipts.
Saturday at Little League, I got a new punch card.
Oh. Was it from where I said?
No.
Where'd you get this punch card?
Snow cone stand. They
oh
have
my
a punch
gosh.
Card.
Oh my gosh. Hey, you never answered that question on Instagrams.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I didn't look. Sorry. I wasn't tagged in it, so I figured he's never answered.
Yep. I got a new punch card.
Okay.
Which fits snugly in my wallet immediately because I don't want to lose it because, you know, we're going to be at Little League every week. So that
right.
doesn't count.
Okay.
We're going to be getting
it
snow
totally
cones
counts.
Regularly.
Okay.
Which, by the way, only one flavor of snow cone in existence that's even worthwhile.
Was it Tiger's Blood?
Tiger's Blood.
Okay. I didn't want to... That was my first guess, but I was listening to a song by JT called Strawberry Bubblegum, and so I was like, I'm guessing strawberry because that's what's
well,
playing
that's
right now.
Well, that's still half right. You know Tiger's Blood is coconut and strawberry?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's Tiger's Blood.
I'm only 50% right.
You started down the path of right.
Jeez.
And then you took a detour to wrong.
Oh.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
Anyway, we need to go back to Friday when you were taking my wallet and... Detoxing
dismantling it.
And then I was like, let me see your wallet. And what happened? I took your backpack, which was about four times worse than my wallet.
I had 12
weeks worth of
check stubs
in there that weren't even opened.
No.
And
well, I do direct deposits. So why do I need to open it? It's like, surprise.
$100 gift cards.
$100 gift card I found in there. That was pretty sweet.
That's ridiculous. Yep. I was really mad.
It inspired my son to go through his stuff. He found a $25 Toys R Us gift card this weekend. Went and got himself a Lego set because he was like, there's stuff on this. I'm like, yeah, this is a gift card, buddy. Because he has a wallet, too.
Anyway, so...
I'm telling you, we are helping people.
We are.
You're going to find stuff today. So here's what you got to do. I have a list of things you need to do to, quote-unquote, detox your wallet. We asked it on Facebook. The oldest, most ancient, most awfulest thing you have in your wallet or purse right now. What's the oldest thing they have?
Let's see. Steven says, a silver certificate from 1939. You weren't alive then.
Yeah, what?
Where did that come from?
Is that like...
Steven.
Did you buy silver or something? Are you like stacking up for the like zombie apocalypse?
Collector?
Or... I don't know.
Bill, okay. Bill says, my wife's senior picture, ... hot.
You actually took exception to a friend of ours who had the same thing.
Yeah, a friend of ours had a picture of his wife from early high school. They were dating back. They had been together
since then.
Yeah, so
he's in his 40s now.
Most people didn't think it was weird that he was like, look at my wife, look how hot she was back in the day. And I'm like,
how hot she was?
Well, she is.
Didn't say
he said
that.
Is. He said
he did
is.
Not.
He, okay.
Look at how hot she used to be.
No, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Okay, so at the time, she was like 14. They must have been in the same grade, so they were both 14. And so, you know, he thought she was hot.
But you were weirded out by the fact
because he's like in his 40s now. I'm like, yeah.
Who cares?
Pretty sure that's an offense, sir.
That's his bride.
Okay, I'm still super weirded out by it. Like, I don't look at pictures of my husband and be like, dang, I knew him when he was 15.
Right.
I don't look at him being like, oh, he was hot.
I'm
like,
it was memories of, hey, remember that time we were like that young and dating and it was sweet and wonderful. Maybe it's just a weird girl, because I'm like, Bill, sport that, bro. Sport it. Okay, because the very next one, Eunice, has a picture of her son when he was 5 months old.
We don't know how old her son is now.
Right. But here's the thing. Like, if I have baby pictures of my kiddos who are now like 9 and 7...
That's
right,
cute.
I'm going back. There's nostalgia, right? Like, look, oh, it was
okay,
adorable.
Okay, I guess
look at this memory that I'm holding in my hand.
Okay.
It's a memory. Man.
Okay, fine. I get it. I just
Judge
think it's
her
weird.
Of life
I'm not
and
judging.
Everything.
I'm not judging. That's perfectly fine. I just thought it was weird. I don't have.
By your measure of photo judging, you will be photo judged. I'm going through your phone and your photos here in like 5 seconds.
Okay,
just so you know. Detox your wallet. Here's a list of things you can do to improve the health of your back. First of all, men, let's be honest. Oh, man. See, look at that. Victor, are you kidding me?
He says, my first movie ticket, which was in 2000.
That's crazy.
I have my movie tickets still. I have them in a scrapbook at home.
Why?
I love them.
Okay, let me ask this question.
I have about 8 Harry Potter movie stubs.
I used to work at Winrock 6. I used to rock it. I love movies. I did the same thing for a long time.
I saw Big Fish there.
But I think I realized something a while back, and it was, I've never gone back and looked at... Have you ever gone through this photo album thing that you have at home, and you're like, oh, dude. Yes.
You're going to hate me right now. I love scrapbooks.
Oh.
I love going back and being like, I remember who I saw that with. That was fun.
Dude, forgetting what is behind, pressing on toward the goal. It's biblical. Throw that stuff away. I'm just kidding.
How dare you? No! I love them!
Here's some things you gotta do to detox your wallet. Time to say see ya to all your shopping cards.
No.
Meesh, come on, let's be honest. You know you feel better. You know your shoulder hurts a little less from your purse.
Yeah.
It's a little less heavy because you had 147 buy 10, get one free
However,
cards.
However, I kept Witch. I kept
you
that one.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't get rid of that.
Listen, they offer these discounts, but they want you to keep going there. That's the point.
But
hey,
even if
buy 10 of these.
One thing that I don't think you are comprehending, that you are understanding
that you really
at this
go there regularly,
is that even if I don't have that card, I'm still going to go there.
Are you really, though?
Yes.
When was the last time you were there?
I already told you this. You asked this on Friday.
When?
The Lobo game with Celeste.
That was months ago.
That was like last month.
It was months.
Whatever.
Plural.
Whatever. I go there pretty much when I'm downtown.
All right.
In Knob Hill.
Useless papers. Like me. I had a bunch. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No
I had,
kidding.
I had Mumford & Son tickets in there. I had
from last summer.
From last summer. I had some Colorado Rockies tickets in there from last summer. Hey, did I not throw that all away?
You threw it away.
Because I'm wearing the t-shirt, so I don't need to keep the ticket
stuff. Oh my
gosh. So I got the t-shirt on. That's okay. Go to your wallet, take out all the old receipts, ticket stubs, do the same with little bits of paper with telephone numbers and names on them. Here's the deal, guys. It's 2013. You don't need those. Or business cards. That's the next thing. You don't need all these business cards.
You're
you have
right.
a smartphone. Put it into your phone.
But here's the
I'm
thing.
Just saying.
Here's the thing about smartphones. I am having a hard time trusting them.
Why?
Because I never know if something's
going to... Oh, you don't have a computer.
Right.
You can't back anything up.
Right.
Nah, okay.
So if I lose something, I lose it.
Yeah, but you're
phone.
In like a weird ancient 1940s, I don't know, in a computer state
oh my
of
gosh.
Being. Where it's like, hey, all right.
That was mean. That was sweet.
Sorry, two theme song. So anyways, detox your wallet. We want to know, what's the most ancient thing you have in it right now? Go into your wallet, go into your purse, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let us know what the oldest thing you have in it.
Not ready. There is definitely construction work on Osuna and Jefferson.
Okay.
There's definitely construction work on Unser and I-40.
Uh-huh.
And the right lane is closed. On Louisiana North at Central, there is also more construction work. Another right lane closed, Eubanks South between Montgomery and Osuna. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up at 7:30, Mad Lib Monday.
That's right.
I'm excited. Right now, The Last Bison, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. I yearn. The digital age, all the poor and powerless. Static Radio. Good morning.
I almost said good afternoon.
Wow.
Has it been that long of a day?
7:30 now. It does feel like it. And, of course, being that it is Monday, one of the best 7:30s of the entire week.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. Mad Lib Monday.
I am so excited.
Haven't even picked a theme yet.
Heck no.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We were talking about detoxing your wallet. We got a lot of great comments. You got to go open your wallet right now. What is the oldest thing you have in there? Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get back to that. But it is time for Mad Lib Monday.
We can't skip that.
You just can't.
Give us a call, 505-338-3700.
It'd help if I actually had a Mad Lib up.
Well, you know, it'll happen.
Tonight is the championship game, right? Final Four? Tonight's it?
Did you just ask me?
Is tonight the game?
Hey, hold on. Ask me who's playing.
Who's playing?
Louisville and Wichita.
Oh.
And Minnesota and Michigan.
Yes!
And Michigan.
There you go. Tim Hardaway Jr., bro. So should we do like a... I feel like we've already done a March Madness one.
We did. But you can... We need another one.
You want to do another sports one?
Didn't you kind of buy that entire Mad Lib? Shouldn't you use it?
Fine. Basketball playoffs, how's that?
Okay.
Since, you know, championship game.
It is that time.
Name of person in room.
You.
Over you?
Yes.
All right, you're next.
Okay.
Static.
What's up, guys? What do y'all need?
Hey, we need a noun.
You need a noun?
A noun.
Shakira.
Shakira!
Okay, I've been watching The Voice.
Oh, man. I've been watching The Voice and the SNL this weekend where they made fun of it.
That was so good.
I loved it. The Shakira was the best part, actually. Because it's so true. Actually, there's a girl on Shakira's team.
I want to take you worldwide.
From Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, but do we know that yet?
Our dear friend Joey Belleville, who guest hosted while you were away, his wife's a photographer, and his mother-in-law was out at, I don't know, somewhere, and saw this beautiful girl and said, hey, you're beautiful. My daughter's a professional photographer. You should get photos done.
And
Heidi did this shoot for her. Turns out she's currently on
The Voice
with Shakira.
That's exciting.
Amazing. Don't you love it when Berkey just backs each other up?
Yeah, dude.
Like that?
All up in
the heel.
But
you run into someone, and you're like, yeah, I got your back. Let's take some
photos.
There you
go. I love it. Love it.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too, Wooly. It's Ryan Wooly.
I know.
Static Radio.
What do you guys need?
We need an adjective.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. All right. That one works.
Outrageous it is.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. And we've got a doozy for you. It's basketball playoff time.
Which makes sense.
So we're doing basketball playoffs. Oh, I just broke the phone. Static.
What do you guys need?
Verb past tense.
Verb past tense. Ran.
Ran. Ooh. All right, there you go. Thank you. Static.
Well.
Hello. You got to turn the radio down or you're going to totally confuse yourself if you call in.
Yeah.
There's a delay. You're like, oh, echo.
Echo.
Hello. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I can barely hear you.
Plural noun. I need one.
Okay, a plural noun. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I can't even think.
Person, place, or things. Persons, places, or things.
Here you go.
Oh, plural noun. Oh. Wild things.
Wild things. Okay.
Person, place, or things. She took
Why not?
I think I have monsters. There you go, monsters.
Oh, I already put wild things.
That's
what
the wild things
too.
Are, monsters. Right.
There
like,
you
yes.
go.
Giant monsters.
Can do. All right. Static.
What do you guys need?
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean's?
Deans.
Plural noun. That's multiple Jason Aldean's?
But two of them?
There's two Jason Aldean's? There's so many pronouns.
Put deans.
Deans. I'm going to put deans. We need a number. I always do 88.3.
Okay.
You know, because it makes sense, because it's our, you know.
Yes.
Frequency. Static.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mad Lib Monday. Well, what can I help you with this morning?
We need an adjective.
Well, I think that would mean a describing word, correct?
Yes.
Well, how about, and it's sports?
That's just it's funnier if you don't try and go along with the theme. From now on, I think we just
exactly.
Don't
I was
say
about to say that.
A, okay.
Don't worry about
okay.
sports.
Flushing.
Flushing.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Isn't flushing a verb because it's like an action?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
flushing.
A flush. Dang it. You're so right.
Just saying. Static.
What do you guys need?
An adjective.
Awesome.
Okay. Awesome. There you go.
Describing.
Thank you.
And the next one is nimble.
Nimble?
Yeah.
You really want to? Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. I picked
this.
The longest Mad Lib of all time, apparently.
I don't think there's a short Mad Lib.
Yeah, this is true. Static. Hello.
Hello, what do you guys need?
Need a noun.
Dragon.
Dragon. All right,
Dragon!
Thank you. thank you. That stinks because the very next one is exclamation, which would have been better to yell dragon. Static!
Yeah, what do I have?
An exclamation.
An exclamation, huh?
Yep.
Yowzers. Yowzers.
That was cute.
Thanks to the passenger because that was awesome. Yowzers. I love it. Thank you. Static!
What do you guys need?
Noun.
Noun. Brad. Brad Pitt.
Oh, man. Oh, no more pronouns. Static.
Hey, what do you guys need?
We need another person in the room.
That would be me.
That would be Mitch.
Hold on one moment.
A noun.
A noun?
Yep.
How about, Slenderman from, the game?
How about...
Scary game.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Slenderman? There's a scary game called Slenderman?
Yes.
The person?
Okay.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either. Static!
What do you guys need?
A noun.
If you give me a pronoun, I'll fight you.
Cat.
Ugh.
Cat.
All right.
He goes, ugh, at your drink.
Static! No. Nobody's there. Ugh. I just inhaled something.
505-338-3700. That was the funniest thing in the entire world. Static.
What do you guys need?
Need a noun.
Another one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you give us a person, we're not going to put it.
I believe in you.
You can do this.
Celtics.
The Celtics.
Oh, well, that's...
Okay.
Hey, what do you need?
I need a number. No, we're going to go with... give me a number.
9.
A number?
No, you don't 12. Have to... And then a noun.
A number and a noun. 12 Presidente.
Presidente. All right.
Doesn't have to be English, does it?
No, it's perfect. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Static.
Hello.
What do you guys need?
Noun.
Lakers.
Man.
Oh,
I'm not doing that. Static.
What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
Light bulb.
Light bulb.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll
do. That's a good one.
That'll do. Static.
Hello. I will give you the right word this time. What are we doing?
Noun.
That would be a person, place, or thing.
That's right.
Correct.
I'm going to say bicycle.
Bicycle.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
all right.
All right. Can you do this? It says to be read enthusiastically. Does it all make sense and you're upset over it? Yes?
Yeah, but I'm like bummed. I think if we've done this one, I'm gonna be sad.
Did you already do this one?
No, it says we had never done this one. But it's like the same kind of thing.
Okay.
To be read enthusiastically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which makes sense because it's coming from the perspective of first person in the room.
You.
We put me.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right. Ready? Mad Lib Monday. Hi, this is Steve-O speaking to you from the broadcasting Shakira at the Outrageous Forum. In case you ran in late, the score between the Los Angeles Wild Things and the Boston Deeds is a squeaker. 141-88.3. This has been the most awesome game these nimble eyes have seen in years. First, one team scored a dragon, then yowzers. The other team comes right back. Okay, timeout is over. Los Angeles brings the ball in at mid-Brad Pitt. Mitch dribbles down the cat, fakes the defender out of his Celtics, and shoots a nine-handed shot. Goes right through the Presidente. He beat the light bulb. The game is over just as the bicycle goes off.
You did a good job reading that.
Thank you.
I think we're going to take a break from sports after this.
Never, ever again. Never, ever, ever. They can't all be winners.
I guess not.
They can't all.
You know, I was just expecting
winners.
A lot more for my first day, Monday back.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Can't get what you want.
I apologize. Detoxing your wallet. It's coming up. 7:42 now. We'll take a quick break. Right back. Leagues and, some more wallet therapy for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Least of these. Song called Grace right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll have a new track from them tomorrow for New Music Tuesday. I'm excited.
Oh, me too. Now
good stuff.
I know.
Yeah. I love that band.
Yeah, they're good.
So, it is Monday morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
It is.
We're trying to help you on this Monday. Like, you know.
Every other day.
One of those helpful days where we're just trying to be practical and help you not have to go to the chiropractor every day because your wallet's so big that it hurts your back.
Yeah, that place is expensive.
I just start carrying my wallet, like, in my backpack because it was just too painful.
Really?
Yeah, because if you sit on it, then I'm like this. I'm, like, crooked.
Okay, that and they wear holes through your pants.
Yeah, true story.
I hate that. Like, I bought my husband a new pair of pants. It already has the wallet outline.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Here's what you do. Detox it.
Just detox it.
We
okay?
asked the question on Facebook. Oldest thing you have in your wallet. I wanted to see who wins. Who's got some really old, crazy stuff. We, on Friday, started to detox our wallets and realized I have stuff in there that I didn't even realize from like a year ago. I had a gift certificate in there from my birthday last July that I hadn't used. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah,
so
it was a pretty big gift certificate.
Yeah, there's a lot of out of waste of space cards.
You had 1,000 discount cards.
You
buy 10, get one free.
They're all super useful.
They all had one punch hole in them. All of them. One punch hole.
Yeah, and some of them were for doubles, so yeah. I could have just, made it all onto that.
No,
one
you don't go there enough to warrant keeping a discount card from them in your
That's
wallet.
Not fair.
Useless papers, old receipts, ticket stubs, telephone numbers.
Telephone numbers, I did not have that.
Here's number three on the list, photos.
Yeah.
We have smartphones, we don't need to carry around a bunch of photos, so they say, keep it to a minimum. Maybe your favorite photo.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of the stuff on our Facebook page.
Photos.
Old photos. So yep. What do we got so far?
Lauren says, my grandparents' wedding photo from 1957.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Jerry says, a $2 bill.
All right.
Bill, reiterating this one, my wife's senior picture.
Okay.
Hot, he says. Steven says the silver certificate from 1939.
1939.
That's
so
crazy.
Static.
Man, I can't beat 1939, but I got a Social Security card from 1963.
Wow.
Dang.
But you kind of need that. Well, I don't know.
You're not supposed to carry them around in your wallet.
No, you're not supposed to carry it, but I haven't lost it yet.
Okay. There you go.
See, that's where I'm at.
All right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. All right, we want you to open your wallet unless you're driving. And your purse.
Just go for
it. Go through it right now. Oldest piece of paper, ticket stub, receipt, whatever. What's the oldest thing you have in your wallet? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
JD says a 1972 half-dollar coin and a really old $2 bill. He says, my wallet went through a cleanse when my wife and I decided to having children. No bulky wallet since 2007.
Wow, dude, yeah. Mine slimmed down quite a bit. I even tried to go with, like, the money clip. Mm-hmm. And that worked for a little while.
Really?
But then the money clip started getting really stacked, and I couldn't squeeze anything else in. I was like, okay, going back to the wallet.
Yeah.
Wish I hadn't.
Really?
Yeah, way too much stuff. Nowadays, it's like, hey, my reward zone card and this card and that. But everywhere you go, if you don't have your card on you, pretty much they can look it up with your phone number. So
Why
do you need all these cards in your wallet? You don't!
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Lauren says, she's the one who had the wedding photo.
Okay.
She says she also has her great-grandfather's business card, Handy Andy. It's probably from the 1940s, she said.
Dude, why do you have that stuff in your wallet? What if you lose it?
That's kind of cool.
You need to keep that at home.
Ryan says a guitar pick from an Amy Grant concert from 1992.
No way!
That is awesome.
That is insane, dude.
1992.
Wow.
Rosanna says, love note from my husband when we were newlyweds.
Hey.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Giovanna says, my Albuquerque library card. I've had it since I was 9.
Wow.
Dang. I've lost all of mine. I've had like 3. I lose them. They're like, yeah, we're charging you for this now.
I think because I've lost my wallet a couple times, I would be terrified to have those amazing sentimental things in my wallet just because I know I would lose them because that's who I am.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course. No, it's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alex says a breakfast ticket from middle school.
What?
It's just one of those things, I guess.
All right.
Victor says, my first movie ticket, which was in the 2000s, and I said this when Eunice, a picture of my son when he was 5 months old.
There you go. Hey, speaking of middle school and tickets, of course, it's more high school.
It's more high school.
We want to come to your high school. We had a chance to visit East Mountain High School last week.
It was pretty cool.
We have a few invites. We're going to be out at a few different high schools this week.
Mm-hmm.
Handing out some prom tickets. Mitch and myself going out to your school for lunch. You just got to invite us. And we'll bring out a pair of prom tickets for the Static Prom, which is going down April 26th. And we'll hang out with you for lunch.
It was a lot of fun. However, they did not tell us that they don't have lunch there.
So they don't have a cafeteria.
Okay, they don't have a cafeteria. And our biggest problem when we got there was like, oh, no, we only have our visas. I bet they don't take visa. Oh, wait, they don't have lunch at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, but thanks to East Mountain High School for inviting us out there. It was fun to hang out and have lunch. Gave away a pair of prom tickets. And we want to do the same at your high school. All you got to do is send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Invite us to lunch.
We got one this morning.
Yeah. We'll go kick it with you. We may be out there today if I get the response in time.
Yeah,
you never know. So all you got to do, email studio@mystaticradio.com. Invite us to lunch. We'll come hang out with you. We'll hook you up with a pair of prom tickets for bringing us out. And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
All the details for prom at mystaticradio.com. Yeah, it's going down April 26th.
It's coming up
biggest,
fast.
Biggest, baddest prom of all time.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Retro prom.
On the way, we got some Coldplay for you, but to get you there, Tall Heart, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rival, Open Road, Static Radio. Good morning. 8:22 now. Happy Monday. Trying to help you get to work in a timely manner. Let's take care of some traffic.
Same construction on Osuna and Jefferson, as well as uncertain I-40. Looks like it's backed up on I-40 going west and Paseo going west as well.
All right.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Also want to remind you, Static Prom coming up April 26th. It's going to be an amazing evening.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, right here on the Calvary campus as well. And if you would like a pair of prom tickets, we want to hook you up. All you got to do is send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Let us know what high school you go to, when your lunch is, and we'll come down there, surprise you, hook you up with a pair of prom tickets.
Is it a surprise?
Not really.
Not if you're inviting us.
Right.
But
right.
To everyone else, it's a surprise.
Well, we got an invite from a parent actually saying, hey, my kiddo goes to this school, and we may actually go out there today, so it'll be a pseudo-surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So,
there you go.
Waiting for word back. Could happen,
it
you never
could.
Know.
You're right.
Static!
Are you still talking about old things and wallets?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think I might have it beat hands down.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
I have a little gold nugget. And it's from 1875.
In your wallet?
Why do you have that in your wallet?
Because it signifies a house that we had in Ouray, Colorado. And it was built in we had it since 1895.
Wow.
Because are you familiar with that town?
I'm not.
No.
Oh, you're so unlucky.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
Thanks.
It's an awesome town. My family was one of the original builders of this town. It was three bachelors who built this town, and it turned into this amazing little, it's a little tourist town now, really.
Kind of like Durango, or?
It's past Durango,
okay.
And you have to go over the $1 million highway.
Hmm.
And it's got this, like, amazing Olympic-sized hot springs pool. You have to go sometime. It's just absolutely amazing.
All right.
Well, my grandpa sold the house after my grandma passed away. He just got, like, this wild hair and auctioned it off without telling anybody.
Wow.
So, anyway, I have a little gold nugget that I just managed to salvage one day. I just happened to have it. So I've always saved it.
You need to go put that away somewhere and not keep it in your wallet.
It's tiny.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a fingernail size.